We have the pleasure today of doing an interview with Nick Alexi. And so thanks, Nick, for making the time to do this. And Frank Chugliak is here to help out with the translation. And Luann Rank is here. And I'm Bill Schneider. And we'll probably be joined by Marla Stachowicz and Sophie Kasaili. So thank you for taking the time to do it, and Nick, thanks for coming down. Let's start by, you got some big plans, Nick, to head out to spring and fall camp. Tell us this
year I'm going to do a spring camp.
Tell us about that.
Maybe 2 weeks now since I've been bring us stuff across to where I'm going to be camping. Also, I'm going to build 14 by 16 little house for camp. It's about 15, maybe 15, 20 miles across east from here.
And tell us the name of that place.
It's on the side of Attak, they call. I don't know about in English, but we call it Attak.
And is there a translation for what that means?
I don't remember. Uh-huh. But I know the name, Attak.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I don't know what the name or what they call it.
Attak.
Okay.
Attak. Attak.
Attak. Attak. Gang. Attak. 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 There's two names that I know of, Attak and Akkek, and maybe Akkek and Akkechak, they call them Ankhchak. Ashturkshak, we call them Attak. That's the name.
And other people call it differently?
Ankhchak. I don't know what's that. It's Akkek and Akkechak.
The slough that goes out into the Kutnik.
Who are the people that call it that way?
Old timers from Akkek and Akkechak.
And you were telling me earlier that this is a place that your parents used too.
Yeah, when I was like early age, I don't know. I remember starting from my 12 years, we always camp across there, spring camping. Starting from March, we take our stuff across with dogs.
And things were a little different then, before snow machines and outboard motors, huh?
Yeah, we used dogs most of the time.
How many dogs would you use?
Five dogs mostly. Yeah, big dogs, five dogs.
And what makes that a good place for spring camp?
There's lots of muskrats, otters, minks, lynx, and there's lots of fish, pikes, white fish, black fish, to catch, go around and catch.
And in the old days, how long would you stay out there at spring camp?
March to May, end of May.
So you'd come back by boat, huh?
Yeah. We'd travel by boat. Through tundra, we use dogs to go from one lake to other. It takes a while to get down to Attak, like one day from where we came. we call Kandak.
That's an old place too, huh?
Yeah. To me, yeah, it's old, but it's very old. Most of them old times, you used to camp there, even from Akkak and Akkak, even from Kuihil. That's where they hunt muskrats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with canoes, travel by canoes.
Can you ask what Kandak means, please?
Yeah, can you tell us what Kandak means?
Because I know it's more like, to me, it's like a plate. Kandak is a plate in our language.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know.
Yeah. Frank, did you want to say something more about that?
to me, the word Kandak, you know, sounds like it means a bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think why it is named is there's all kinds of fish and muskrats to where they could gather. Because there's pikes, white fish, another fish, black fish.
Uh-huh.
And they call that Kandak.
Like a metaphor for a place where there's a variety of food. Like he says, you know, there's not only one like muskrat, but variety of food. So it's pretty understandable why they would name Kandak, because there's lots of things to find there and to, you know, for human consumption.